Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Hey, good morning. It's you, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already on the line and trying to get into the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week it won't be live, but you can go to Movie Attic Headquarters and listen to any of our shows and archives. Tons of celebrities. You're bound to find one you like. How shall I start my day today? I don't know. Okay. Maybe a little Honey County, Blood from a Stone, which was featured on Blue Bloods.
And Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes ever
done
on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes, there's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We were scare people. It was one.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my guy.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we did. We had a marvelous time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Columbian College Fund.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I were...
Oh, when we were on the sauce.
Yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out and clean for you?
It was easy getting them on. Now, here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah. This way, I won't have so much guilt.
Before we... General, what is your official title for that? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal, and I'd rather be a general
Sir.
Tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy for Davis Rules, Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you. Well, I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really... really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance." And so...
It's that kind of support that's kept you together, hasn't it?
That makes one want to return to, the shaving lotion.
You don't stand a chance, you said.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, she just said, look at the competition. And it was just, darning. My God, this guy from Evening Shade, and then, of course, Cheers and all this.
Right.
They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what do we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put-down, because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice, of going to a fella's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say his, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, hands and all that stuff. And then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself, the still. And there's no explanation, where is he, they can say a lot of things. And I was in a house with other people,
mm-hmm.
and ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't there, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore, John, And, but she's not bedridden, and,
it's not around the house anymore.
No, that's right. No. She's very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, to keep her active. And, a lot of things she say, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And,
do you wear this uniform when you...
Sometimes, yeah. Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just a cape, no pants.
That's right. You react battle scenes, I suppose?
Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing. But at any rate.
Now, how do you deal going down doing the show? As you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show?
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. usually I just get the legs begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me it was on a bus. And
you had no way of knowing it.
I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins, and he said, the first thing to go, John talked very fast, and he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. Legs were really gone. And so somebody just dragged him off and faced him again. But at any rate, he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. I don't worry about that. But the legs, when they go, everything goes.
Yeah. You get back to Ohio often?
Oh, I haven't been back for, really. That's your heart. Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs at those guys and hurt them, you know, and do that. I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here. Well, do you get anything? Not a lot. Not a lot. The
only
thing in my section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
They're good eating, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, already get yourself some trout jerky.
It's like a chicken, you know. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to just throw it in the back of the pickup.
Get yourself some Tennessee pizza.
Just the best.
Put that on there right there. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned. Take everything
over. We're
going
to just take a break here. Have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back after this. Stay where you are.
You know, I don't know about you, but Lou and I think that America is about the greatest country in the USA.
Yeah, and we've only been to about 6 of the 40 states.
Yeah, still pretty good.
Yeah.
Never been out of the country. Well, we went to Hawaii once. That was pretty.
Lovely. Well, next summer we're going to rent a car and drive to England.
I'm excited about that. We were thinking if America had a barbecue, who would come?
Let's find out.
America is like a barbecue.
Like a big cookout.
Just give us a heads up, you're coming.
Send a text.
And would it kill you to bring a side dish?
Perhaps some potato chips.
Or a six pack of Stella.
Even Bud Light.
Hey, friends, have some fries.
Belgium, have a waffle.
Hey, hungry, are you hungry?
Turkey, have some turkey.
Papua New Guinea. Welcome.
How you doing?
Sweden, hamburger, or hot dog? But you really have to decide.
Hello, Ethiopia.
Someone help me. Ethiopia, just pass out. Germany, all the food's kosher, just kidding.
Ireland, step away from the keg.
Scotland, you may take our macaroni salad,
but you'll never take our
you.
Oh, great. Who invited Canada?
Iraq, no hard feelings.
Have some key lime pie.
Jamaica, share your brownies.
Hey, Chad. How's it hanging?
Puerto Rico, there's a kid's table.
Or 20.
Niger, glad we pronounced your name right this time. America. Like a barbecue,
like a big cookout.
Everyone is fat and full.
Someone just ripped a stinky one.
And you can all go home happy.
Unbutton the top of your pants.
Hey, Mexico, clean up,
clean up.
Somebody in. We must evacuate them at once.
Right, sir. I'll knock.
Lieutenant, I'll knock. I'm senior to you. All right, sir.
Remember, I'm a guards officer.
Yes, sir.
Now, lift me up to the knocker.
Right? Up! Knock away, sir.
A moment, only I can't hear what Miss Bannister is trying to tell. I wonder what they wanted.
Minnie? Yes, Henry?
What was it you say?
I said, there somebody nothing you can
know. No, there isn't.
There was.
Yes, I know, but I stopped them.
What for?
Because I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Catastrophic and gloomy, sort of liking touch too. soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than typhus and dew.
Jean.
Who's gonna see me? Mompalooza, Feet of Love, Star of the War. Okay. Okay, we're winding down to 1 minute. So let's just say Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters on July 7th. She is going to have a tribute to film composer James Horner. You want to check that out. And tomorrow she won't have a show, but if you missed it, you can listen to the Madeline Kahn interview that was last week. It was very good, so I highly recommend it. And check that out. Okay, remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. So we're winding down. Another nice day. Oh, it finally stopped raining. Yay. I mean, not yay for nature. It's good. But for me, it was too much rain. All right, thank you. Don't forget the George Venture Show. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. All right, this is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again Friday at 10:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Everybody have a nice, safe day. You will. I'm sure you will. Okay. Bye-bye. Why are you still here? It's the end.
That's all, folks.
Yeah!